Hello, this is Norma Sheehan from the Heal Your Hole podcast, asking you to heal my hole for a change, the hole in my pocket. It's just a small one-off payment, no subscriptions, takes 30 seconds to do apparently. So you need to follow the support this show link in the show description. And every payment increases my healing power, so I can continue to tend to your lazy holes, hairy holes, needy holes, itchy holes, money holes, smelly holes, arseholes.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello and welcome to episode number 12 of the Heal Your Hole podcast with myself, Norma Sheehan, where we will look at all the various holes in your life, physical, mental, spiritual, emotional, financial, comical, sexual, and we'll give them a good seeing too. Last week we looked at skinny holes, and thanks to Glenda Gilson for coming on, she was hilarious. And thank you to Sarah Hanratty for giving us advice on intermittent fasting. Her website is anappleaday.org.uk. I hope she's not listening now, because I've just had a weekend away on a seafood diet. You know that diet where if you see food you eat it? Yeah. This week we're doing potholes, and I was a teeny bit nervous, to be honest, because I don't know if this is sexist, but because I don't have a willy, I thought, you know, who wants to hear about a woman talking about potholes and tyres and roads? But sure, I'll give it a go. And I looked up to check if there was a pothole app, you know, where you can report a pothole in the road. I thought that'd be a great idea. There is one called Spothole, but it got very bad ratings. So I think there is an opening for that, unless I've missed it. I also discovered that in Manchester, they have a great way of getting their potholes filled in. There are artists there, graffiti artists or whatever you want to call them. And what they do is they go around and they draw penis around the potholes, or they draw phallic objects around potholes in order to get them fixed quicker. Because apparently in Manchester, if you report a pothole with dirty pictures around it, it'll be filled in within 48 hours. So I decided to check if that is the case here in Ireland. So I'm going to ring the guards to see how they react to a big willy drawn around a pothole. Here we go.
Hi there. I'm just wondering, who do I call about potholes? Is it the guards or the council?
I'm afraid that'd be the county council.
Okay, because there's two gigantic ones near my house, and some dirtbag has drawn like phallic items around. It's graffiti. So there's like, it's like the eye of a penis on one, and then the other one is like an arsehole, and it's just absolute eyesore down on the road. Yeah. And it's just, I just think it needs to go quickly, because it's been there so long that people are, you know. Do you know of these graffiti artists who are doing these phallic objects around potholes? Is it a common thing?
No, where is this?
It's down by.
By where? Sorry.
It's down by. Do you know what? I'll get on to them, and I'll get the exact road. And yeah. If the council don't deal with it, can I get back to you about it? Because it's just.
I can, yeah, but it would be the council's job now, in fairness.
All right. Well, thanks for taking my call. Thank you.
Yeah. No problem. I think.
Thank you. Thank you for nothing. Pass the buck, more like. Right. Well, it looks like I'm going to have to ring the county council. Okay, I must look for that number. Give me a sec. Sure, they're probably gone on holidays for the summer. Do they work at all? Hang on. I'll give them a ring. I have a number here.
Hello.
Hi there. I was wondering if I could get through to the potholes department.
Okay, I can log it for you if you want. Have you got a reference number about it?
Yeah, well,
or is this your first time ringing?
This is my first time ringing, and it's there's two potholes near where I live, and there's a graffiti artist, I think, after having a go with them. So one pothole is now the kind of the winking eye of a penis, and the other one is there's two butt cheeks around it. So it's just not a great, it's a bit of an eyesore on the road, to be honest. So I said I'd kind of let you know.
And they're two potholes, are they?
They're two.
They're kind of like gutters.
Yeah, they've been there a while. Yeah. Actually, I do remember kind of dipping into one of the holes before, but you know, they're not too crazy. You know, they're not too dangerous. It's just I just feel the phallic items around them now. It's just I don't.
Okay. Yeah. They're two potholes. Yeah.
Yeah.
What if I
take a picture of them and get the exact we'll say
location
and ring you in the morning with that? Would that help you?
Or you can if you get the exact location and email us.
That'd be great because then I can actually send the pictures and the exact address and that'll help. Yeah. Great.
When you give us the exact location.
Thank you so much. Okay, great. I'll get that on to you tomorrow. Thanks very much.
Okay. Thanks.
Cheers.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh, did she just say sculpture? She said that it's like a sculpture. Maybe it is. Maybe it is. And then there was an ice cream truck passing as well. Oh, I'm still here in the car. My neighbour actually called on the other day and she didn't know I was doing podcasts from the boot. And she is the most lovely lady, but I think she thought I was having major, major marital problems. Because she was saying, I see you go out in the car late at night. I said, I do, yeah. Yeah, I'm always rushing to the supermarket before it closes. She's like, all right, it'll be a bit later than that now. And I was like, oh, yeah. She honestly thought that, you know, couple of nights a week I'd been thrown out in the car. Isn't that lovely? Well, it's good, I suppose, because people are concerned in case there's, you know, like dodgy shit going on in houses and stuff. So anyway, I told her I was grand for now because I love my car. Oh my God. People will say, what do you remember about COVID? I'll be like, my car. I love my car. Oh yeah, what about your children? Oh yeah, my baby, my 7-seater baby. Yeah. Anyway, that was quite positive actually. That was I'd say they would come and fix a pothole quicker if there were willies drawn around it. So do you know what, if there's potholes on your road, go out there and draw some dirty sculptures around them and the council will be down fairly lively. I did read that potholes are a major cause of blown out tyres, busted suspension. Ramps aren't great either, you know, all these speed ramps and those high nasty bumps as well, they're not good for tyres. And apparently the lower the car is, the worse it's affected by a pothole. But actually bikes are probably the most dangerous thing with potholes. So I headed down to the bike shop to get their opinion on the Irish roads, and I got chatting to a guy called Dan Wolfe. You probably have heard of him. He is the Irish champion at mountain bike racing, and he had some great insights into potholes and Irish roads. Here we go. So I've just bumped into the legend Daniel Wolfe, who mountain races for Ireland, and he is going to let us know how he thinks potholes affect bikes on the road.
Well, basically it's a massive danger, especially to less experienced riders, because they don't know necessarily to constantly scan the ground in front of them, so they might just be looking ahead for traffic lights or pedestrians, and if they cycle into a pothole without holding onto the handlebars properly, they're going to come off. So it's really dangerous. Then also it breaks the bikes, and then who's paying for that? And a lot of drivers can bully cyclists to the fringes of the roads or up against the curbs, so that's generally where potholes can exist, because maybe a drain has started to crumble away, so it's made it worse, or it's sunk. And then you also don't get me started on like when it rains hitting a drain, so they're not ideal. But
How are you finding all the bike lanes, the massive amount of bike lanes in Dublin now and across other towns and stuff?
Like they make a huge difference, especially the ones that are raised a bit, so you have your own space that it's not going to be intruded on by a vehicle. That's a lot safer than a normal cycle lane that has just a broken line, because people still abuse that.
And if you're doing mountain racing, that means you're in the crappy roads as well, are you? So that's where you see the real potholes.
Mountain biking, like, so I'm mostly in the woods on fire roads, okay. And then like on actual like natural trails, but Yeah, like I've ridden all over Ireland on my road bike, and some routes I just can't ride because they're too rough. You'd need a mountain bike, but they're a road.
Which is the worst county?
I think obviously Dublin would have the most amount of roads, but it's a combination of actually the road users in Dublin.
Okay. I'm actually from the countryside, and sometimes I put in sat nav when I want to get somewhere, and it takes me literally through potholes, grass in the middle of the road, farms.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you don't get that here, and they're shocking, and they're like, they're so dangerous that, you know, some of the speed limits there are insane. Like I've seen 80 kilometre an hour signs, and it's literally a lane. Yeah. You could only fit one car at a time.
Yeah.
And I'd even challenge the rally drivers to try to do 80 kilometres.
So no one has actually checked them over the past few years. No. They just think it's a national road. Oh. They put up 80 kilometres.
Yeah, they've like a little thing, I guess. They go, well, it's 80 kilometres an hour for this type of road, and they just never check it. And time's gone by, and.
Yeah.
So basically, if there was ever an accident, they would have a leg to stand on, because they go, oh, well, I am allowed to go 80 kilometres an hour. When in fact, with those roads, they really should be 30 kilometres an hour.
Oh, I mean, I beep going around all those corners.
Yeah,
the hedges are meeting each other in the middle.
Yeah, there's a really good example of that in Kilmechanic. There's a road that goes up there, and it goes towards the Kindlestown near the Small Sugarloaf from Kilmac up over the mountain.
Yeah.
And that road is insanely tight, even in a small vehicle. And that has an 80 kilometre hour sign, and the corners are 90 degrees blind.
Oh, unbelievable. And when is your next big race?
Our season was like really affected by all the COVID cases, but we are meant to be back in Switzerland on the last weekend of August, and then I'll be away, hopefully, if it does all happen, until the end of November. I'll be in Chile and Colombia racing.
Oh my God, you're an addict, and you represent Ireland, and
it's a full-time gig, so... Yeah. I've been helping in the bike rack actually the last few weeks, because they're so busy. There's so much more road users now on bikes.
Yes.
So I've actually just come in because I'm not racing, which means I don't have to train to the same level, and doing 2 days a week here, and just it's insane. There's so many more people cycling now.
Okay, so this is the bike rack in Johnstown. Just amazing shop for getting everything you want.
Great guys, good personalities. Yeah.
Who can they ask for when they come in here?
Well, generally it's Al, but a lot of people go, oh, I know Alan very well, but it's not Alan, it's Al.
Okay, gotta get that right.
And we do have a fake employee called Stephen. So if we're dealing with a bad customer, you ask for Stephen's the name given.
Wow, okay. I'll be ready for that.
I shouldn't have told that secret. But there's a Stephen. We haven't met him yet, but there is a Stephen.
Okay. Well, it's an honor to meet you, and I hope you can get back racing sooner rather than later.
Yeah, so do I.
And thank you for representing Ireland in mountain. Right, thank you, Daniel.
It's my honour.
Lads, I tell you, that was a treat. He was the soundest, kindest, fittest guy. And I went home and looked him up on Instagram. Seriously, follow him. The Big Bad Wolf, he's called. So, because his name is Dan Wolf. So it's the Big Bad _ Wolf with E at the end of Wolf. And it has all his clips of literally flying through the air on bikes over rocks and trees and hills. And also, he did a thing for charity for the Irish Cancer Society in April. He's got a GoFundMe page still open on his Instagram. He cycled the equivalent of cycling up Everest over a couple of days. Okay, he's just a freak. And he's right. The country roads around Ireland, I don't know what other countries are like, but like, I put sat nav in to get places, and it takes me down literally boreens, we call them, with grass in the middle of the road. And it could have an 80 kilometre speed limit, and you literally, the hedges are touching on either side. Two cars can't pass. It's ridiculous. But apparently you can claim compensation for potholes. Most people would never get around to that. But yeah, if you can give documentation of the exact location, the size of the pothole, the time, all the rest of it, people claim up to €300, because a tire can cost that, and you know, the damage to suspension, etc., etc. And now that we're all back on the roads, I was down in Wexford the other day, and I actually got diverted twice because they were filling in potholes and improving the roads down around Wexford. It's in the south of Ireland. So I asked a few people what their opinion was of the roads down there, seeing as I'm up in Dublin mainly. So here's what they had to say.
Hi, Donna. I'm here in Wexford, and I'm just trying to find out from different counties how they're finding the pothole situation. How are potholes... Oh, bit of a dog. How are the... Oh, Christ. The dogs don't like the potholes anyway. So, Donna, how are you finding the potholes in Wexford?
They're not too bad, actually. The road has just been resurfaced, so it's quite nice, actually, to be able to walk up and down without breaking your ankle on the roads now.
And I came down from Dublin. The main road is absolutely massive. It's amazing.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, I came down from Dublin myself, so the roads are just heaven to drive on, yeah.
And what about the side roads? I didn't find any potholes.
No, I didn't. No, they're only after resurfacing a lot of it now.
Did they resurface most of the country during the COVID?
I think so, yeah. The roads are looking a bit better, actually, and it's nicer to drive along, so
Okay. Yeah. Thanks, Donna.
Thanks.
What's the story with all the people snail about the place at the moment? Driving around at 30 miles an hour. Have they gotten ahead of driver or what?
So what's your opinion on the potholes around Wexford? Because I've just been diverted about 10 kilometres around the wrong way. Are they doing a good job of it or is it badly needed? Go on, give us your opinion. Go on.
I think they do a great job on a temporary basis.
Right.
And then they're lovely little swimming pools again after that.
Okay. Is it the sandy soil around Wexford is the problem? Or
I think it's the what they're filling them with.
Right. And
it's always a temporary.
So you've got...
Although they did do a good job on cementing over a couple of them coming up here, didn't they, Sinead?
Yeah, so we gave them a bottle of whiskey.
And you had to give a bottle of whiskey to get someone to come up and do the potholes?
You might do the one on the driveway here, but that's a different issue.
Right. Okay.
Talk to your landlord for that.
That's brilliant. A bottle of whiskey to the road workers to come up and do an extra pothole on her road. Yeah, we used to give beers or 20 quid to the bin men to take extra bins years ago. What did that other woman say? She's happy out with the roads. Oh yeah, she's not breaking her ankles anymore in the potholes. And her man said, oh yeah, the cocooners driving 30 kilometres an hour. Yeah. And it's not just the cocooners, it's people just getting back on the road, and some of them have forgotten how to drive, and some of them are still in a different time zone. They're on their 6 month summer holiday. No rush whatsoever.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I have a little secret, actually. I didn't ever work on a sex line or anything, but the closest I came was to being the voice of a garage, a tyre garage company, because I do voiceovers sometimes as an actor, and they wanted me for my sex a contra voice. So I'm going to give you a listen to just how talented I am basically at doing voiceovers. Here we go.
Deirdre, let's go all the way.
But John, is it safe?
Of course. I've taken precautions. And would I have to drop an into advanced pit stop? Listen.
This Advance Advantages offer is for all you lovers of great value and safe driving. Buy 3 tyres at Advance Pit Stop and get a 4th tyre absolutely free.
You see? Safe as houses.
Go on so. Now you're all rubbered up.
Advance Pit Stop. Caring for your car from the tyres up. Terms and conditions apply.
Yep, so that was me. That was me doing all the lady voices in that ad. That's the closest I've ever come to working on a sex line. So I decided to call up to that garage, because that was years ago I did that ad, to see how they were doing. And they've changed their name. They've changed to Best Drive. And I don't know if that's anything to do with me destroying their company with my sexy ads. But I met a lovely man up there called Anthony, and he had some great advice on the best tyres to use now that we're all getting back on the road. So here's what Anthony had to say.
Hi, Anthony. I'm here at Best Drive Garage, and I'm talking to Anthony, and I'm going to ask him some advice for getting back on the road. What are the best tyres for getting back on the road after COVID?
Well, the best tyres on the market at the moment is Continental.
Continental, definitely the best.
They're number one, yeah. For all round performance and everything, yeah.
Right, and they just last longer.
They last longer, and they're coming out with all one in four cars that come out now have them on it.
Right.
From the garage.
And are the roads in a good state at the moment after the cars being off the road?
The roads are all in bits. Basically, yeah, the roads are very bad.
And
the Irish roads are really bad. Unless you're on the motorway.
Unless you're on the motorway.
Yeah.
Are you out the door with customers now?
We are. Very, very busy. Since we opened back up, we're very busy.
Right. Just wondering, do you hire any women? Because I'm struggling for work at the moment. Do you ever get women in?
We hire them all right, but we don't get them. You know what I mean? We don't get them coming in looking for work as often as the men. You know what I mean? But we do hire women, yeah.
Right, you'd have to say that, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
And are people forgetting to put their oil and their water and the basic shit in the car as well?
Well, see, the cars have been lying up for a while because they weren't able to drive them. You know what I mean? Very minimum driving with them. So, yeah, they'd be recommended to drop it in if they like and we could check it for them and stuff like that and just make sure everything. All right, after the car being off the road and short distance driving as well.
And I'm finding it tricky to deal with the slow drivers at the moment. Maybe some cocooners have forgotten how to drive. Are you spotting that?
On and off, yeah. Wouldn't be in here because we don't do much driving here. It's sort of just around the area or whatever, but at home, yeah. Basic driving when I'm not muck, yeah.
Okay, well, thanks, Anthony. So Continental tyres are the best ones.
Yeah.
And get your car checked before you get
because it's been off the road for so long, you know what I mean? It's a free tyre check, free whatever, you know, if you want to bring it in and we can check it off for you.
You do it for free?
It's all free, yeah. Free to check. If it needs that, then we have to charge it for it. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. The same as anything really else.
So get your car into Best Drive.
Yeah, if you like, yeah, and we can do a free check of your tyres and check your pressures on the wheels again. You know what I mean? Sometimes your tyre pressure hasn't been done in a while. We can do that for you as well, free of charge.
Because I've got moss on the windows of my car. It's been so long.
Yeah, there you are.
All right.
I nearly got a job there. I could have offered to be the voiceover of their company, but I decided to leave it. But I did leave there and I bumped into some people working on roadworks up the road. And yeah, I asked them for a job actually. So here's what they had to say.
I'm speaking to Jury and he's working on the roads here in Dublin. And I'm going to ask him his opinion on what causes so many potholes on the Irish roads.
I think it's a case of bad compaction, and when it rains and the stone's getting rolled into the ground, it's not going in right, so it's not going down. Maybe it's the old ways of making the roads was they didn't really compact the roads properly, whereas today, and they're doing roads, they're compacting them properly, so there's not as many potholes in the new roads as there is in the old ones.
And does ice in the spring and the winter make it worse as well, the freezing and the thawing?
It does, it's thermal. It's when the ground freezes and then it unfreezes all the moisture in the ground. It's basically, if that happens, you have to rip all the stone back out and redo it.
Okay, and do you ever hire women to do the potholes? Because I could do with an extra job at the moment.
Yeah, well, you can have a job anytime you want.
Yeah, give me any job anytime you want. Yeah. And come here, by the way, it's a dangerous job. I hope you get looked after, do you?
Oh, we get looked after. We have the proper traffic management out here now at the minute. They're always here. They're trained professionally. There's a couple of days. There's nearly a week goes into the planning before we go onto the road and stuff like that, yeah.
And do you wear earplugs?
Yeah, we do, yeah, all the time.
And do you put up with abuse from arseholes in racing around the roads?
No, we just ignore them. We try to ignore them, but they're putting everybody's life at risk, especially when we're walking on the roads and stuff, so...
Right, yeah. Okay. Well, thank you so much. Thanks for taking my questions.
No,
thank you.
I think I nearly got a job offer there. Or maybe it was an offer of a date, I don't know. Do you know what? At my age, I would take anything. And I will wolf whistle, whatever. I did find what he said quite interesting, though, about the water getting in under the road. And then it can actually loosen the soil. And then if it freezes, it expands the soil, pushes the road upwards. Then it thaws and it goes downwards. And then the car drives over the surface and cracks the surface into that space beneath. And it can cause a pothole or crocodile cracking. Anyway, I'm getting really intense now. I need to back off. I've actually got one more of those dirty porn adverts for the tyres that I'm going to play for you. Emily, editor, my friend, if it's all too much, you can cut this one out, by the way. Here we go.
What you're about to hear is a public display of affection that far surpasses walking hand in hand or even a smooch in the park. Here it goes.
Introducing Advance Advantages. Buy a basic service in any Advance pit stop and get €50 off your next full service. For more great deals, log on to advancepitstop.com, because a kiss and a cuddle is grand, but a great deal, well, that's pure love. Advance Advantages from Advance Pit Stop. Caring for your car from the tyres up. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, God. Oh, there's no hope for me. Okay, if you enjoyed the podcast, tell your friends. If you didn't, shut your hole. Next week, we're going doing Horny Hole. So tune in for that. And in the meantime, please subscribe, share, go on healyourhole.com and send me your hole queries, or buy some Heal Your Hole merchandise. There's some lovely bags and t-shirts on there. Also, my Heal Your Hole comedy tour is starting up again. Slowly, we're dipping our toe in the water, starting in Waterford on August 14th in the Theatre Royal. So you can get your tickets there online or ring the theatre to book in clusters. They can fit more people in, apparently, if you book in a cluster, like a gang of germs that come together. But no, there'll be all strict regulations and all the rest of it. And yeah, no hugging and kissing, no interval, no toilet, bring your own potty. No, it won't be that bad. So August 14th, Waterford Theatre Royal. Can't wait to heal everyone's hole down there. And yeah, talk to you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.